Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We're introducing our first guest, Flossie.
Hi, everyone. Very excited to be here.
Drum roll.
She's drinking Whispering Water.
Well, we haven't tried it yet.
Yeah,
right.
Okay,
let's have a sip.
Cheers, everyone. To health and wealth.
And sunshine.
To health and wealth. Yeah. And to your nails, because honestly, kudos to you for having me.
R.I.P. to
they really
the
need a lot of... They actually
R.I.P.
need
to the third
the thumb
one.
And the other the hand.
They're needing, like, medical attention right now. Like, my nail beds are throbbing.
It looks like it hurts. I'm not going to lie.
It's a lot.
I know that pain when you get them done.
Yep. It's like bleeding.
Oh,
like
no. The nail's like coming away from the skin.
Yeah, blood has been
can
drawn.
Can I just design your next nail?
Oh my God, yeah. I love it. Well,
what are we going to go for?
It's a big topic of conversation. Well, I know, like, I get comments all the time being like, girl, this is not it. I know they're ridiculous and they're like so tacky, so obnoxious, but I love it.
They're giving me euphoria vibes.
Yeah.
I'm
like, they're fun. Like, why not have fun nails?
If I could have them, I could. I did have them. Well, they weren't quite
bad. They weren't quite as long.
But it was so painful and I couldn't text. Not one word.
No, the sound of Sophie talking was like this the whole time every time you were texting. Do you remember how loud
that was? Nothing made sense.
Yeah.
It was like gold.
You couldn't get your finger to touch the screen because it was the nail touching
I've like been in the back of Ubers before, like texting away, because I'm like quite experienced with them now. It's like second nature. And like I'll be tapping away and like the Uber driver's like looking around like really concerned. They'll be like, oh, sorry, I thought there was something wrong with my car.
it's intense
tapping.
Okay, you can have a sip. Come on, Melissa.
Yeah, what do you think? I've already sippy sip.
It feels weird because it's a bit warm. There's no ice. You like it?
It's nice, Rosie. Does need a lot of ice in it, though.
Isn't that a crime, though? Ice and wine. Like, I don't know much about wine.
No.
I'm not going to lie.
We love a bit of ice.
I love
and
a bit
wine.
Of ice.
I say destigmatize ice and wine and destigmatize putting lemonade and Aperol.
I am not an Aperol.
That is rogue as hell, Floss.
I wish
can't
I
do that.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
Sacrilege.
Yep, and vodka.
Wait, you basically just make yourself like a...
Sangria,
just throw anything in, put a bit of whiskey in there.
What do I do? How do I make my Aperols? I made it in a...
That's not an Aperol. You can't call it an Aperol.
It's because you put Aperol...
Well, there's Aperol in it.
It's very true. Just, that's like me
You just
having,
need to call it a Flossie.
No, yeah. Maybe I should. But how I make an Aperol... And look, you can all state me. And I put it in a YouTube video.
Did you say
video.
How I rig one?
Rig one?
Is that the...
Did I say
no,
that?
No, she didn't say that.
Oh, I was like, fuck, I'm so old. I don't understand.
We're not down with the lingo.
I was like, is that what you say? How I rig one?
No, okay. So you start, like, you have an Aperol. And then, well, you, like, get, I don't know, however much, like, glug of Aperol in, enough to make it, like, pretty at the bottom. Then, like, a little bit of Prosecco and then top it up with lemonade.
Where's the vodka coming in?
Well, shot of vodka. Feeling
to be
spicy.
Fair, that would be so nice
and
without
it's
the vodka.
Strong.
It's not quick,
but can you not taste the
You can't taste the vodka. If it's just like one shot, it's just a little, it's a hidden secret.
Melissa's very hungover today.
Oh, did you go out last
just
night?
Just lots and lots of wine. And it was sushi, so no carbs. This morning
sushi's
I was like...
full of rice?
No, but it was sushimi.
Oh,
you didn't get any of
no,
the rolls?
No, I didn't have any of the rolls. I don't really like... There's something about the gammy rice in it and I just don't like it.
Gammy rice?
I don't like it.
Love I love gammy rice.
Yeah.
Boiled rice, honestly, is the best thing in the world. Boiled rice.
Yeah, boiled rice by itself as a side, like fluffy. fluffy rice, no. sticky rice. I like that. I don't
the
gammy, like it.
The claggy
rice. It's the gammy rice. Where do you, in the sushi roll.
Where do you go for sushi?
We went last night, Ivy Asia. It was lovely.
Good date spot, I reckon.
Really there. Good date spot. Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't go on a date though, did you?
No, I was with the girls.
That's
stunning
so
food, stunning atmosphere.
But they shout you in and shout you out.
They
that
do
really
a little bit. But I get it because they're new and they're like trying to get it. But it is a bit one in, one out. They bought the food so quickly. I barely
toilets.
Had a sip of my drink.
Really? Well, good
oh,
for
I've
the
never
gram.
Been, but... I've seen on TikTok very nice toilets.
Oh, see, we don't have TikTok.
No, don't do it. Sorry. I know I shouldn't say that because, like, I do, you know, work on TikTok, spend my life on it, but it's, oh my God.
Is it a bit of a, like, a dark hole? Like, once you start, you can't stop.
But
yeah, it's dark
like
hole.
That.
And like, it's also just
Instagram's
nasty.
Like, is not it not? Nasty?
It's the meanest social. I shouldn't
no
say. It is
way.
The meanest
stop.
Social media
Tell
platform.
Me more.
I think it's because it's like quite an anonymous. I sort of always base it off of like. Is that the word? Anonymity? Yeah.
I don't think so, but I like it.
Anonymous? Wait, as
it is now.
As in
yeah.
no one knows who you are? Is that
yeah,
what you
well, it's just like, it's so saturated and stuff, like, by people.
Right.
You know, like, you comment
Anyone
something and it's not
it.
Actually, like, tied to you. It's not, like, kind of tied to your Fine. Face. Whereas, like, Instagram, you know, it's, like, it's
oh,
you.
Oh, their
you
account
profile,
can be, like,
yeah.
Yates212.
Yeah. Sort of thing. Right. And it's like not most people, like a lot of people don't post on TikTok, so no one's going to know who they are.
Right, but a lot of people
do you
just
get
have
trolled
it.
A lot on it then?
Well, no, because I like block the words. So that's like one thing.
I
if you just block
think
the words that keep coming
idea.
Up. Yeah, it's no, they're, I think they are, they're, it's not like.
They get making it better.
Yeah, it's not
people.
TikTok as an app that's wrong. It's just like the people on it. And it's all little kids as well. Like, why
it's,
are these little kids being so
actually,
mean to each other?
It's quite scary, like thinking, like, we were actually quite lucky that we didn't have this sort of thing when we were really young.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it is like, on the contrary, it's like the funniest app. Like,
and there is a lot of positive stuff that comes out of it, I know.
It's so funny. I follow this guy who's in prison.
And what, he's got TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know how he
How
has
does
it.
He have a phone?
And then, he followed me back.
No. Why? You yeah. followed
Wait,
him?
How did you find him?
He just came off my view page. I was like,
so
how's
little
he
bit
doing
of me.
He's like in this.
Love
he's
an ex-con me.
He's in this American prison and he followed me back. And so I get to see all his, like, basically, if you, like, post a friends only TikTok, it's, like, only you, people you follow and follow you can see them.
Right.
And he just, I get to see all them and stuff. And, like, the prison guard will, like, give him an In-N-Out burger or something special. And he just loves scissor.
Still corrupt, still corrupt.
He loves to scissor.
Sorry, you didn't just say that.
No, he loves scissor, the music artist.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
You don't know
No,
is.
Who is that?
Oh God, Tom, you make me feel bit, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, fine, you are yeah. 6 years younger.
Yeah.
Ugh, get out.
No, because I'm 21 and I'm just
that's
like...
All the, that's the only age I still am, 21. That's the age you're going to stay at for a good old 10
Well, I hope so, because I had a panic when I turned 21.
Oh, please. I had a panic when I turned 25, because it's halfway through
I'm
your 20s.
I'm fucking 27.
I'm ready for marriage and... babies that
Trust
I want
me,
it now
you're not
I want it now
do you really
I mean like
you got a boyfriend talk to me about this
oh,
we've
yeah.
really gone off topic but we'll get back onto that in
what?
A second
do you have a boyfriend you have
no,
a boyfriend?
I, no
oh no she's single
well I thought you had a boyfriend
I so did not
sorry just from my social media stalking
I don't have a boyfriend
did I make that up or did you
nope I did in the past
what why do I think
I don't
like
know.
2 years ago
oh my god she's single
Hey. I'm seeing someone.
Oh,
okay.
That's exciting.
You're seeing someone when you're ready for babies in there.
Yeah. He knows that as well. Yeah. He's there all
when
the time.
When do you say then boyfriend and girlfriend?
What, me? You've got to just say.
Yeah. Are you a long old stint kind of girl? Like months down the line, then it feels comfortable?
I don't know. Like, I'm very much like, I was with my ex-boyfriend for about 2.5 years. And we finished in beginning of lockdown, like kind of simply for the fact of like, I was like, I've grown up in a relationship. Like, I just kind of want to be on my own.
Yeah.
Don't know who I am on my own sort of thing. And he was going off to Cambridge. So that was going to be like super intense.
Like for uni.
Yeah. So we finished and stuff. And then like ever since then, it's like made a point of being single. It's like
being
I've wanted
in London
to be
is
single.
The best thing in your 20s.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, I just had so much fun like running around, like causing chaos. But... no, this guy, like, I actually quite like him.
Ooh, how long's it been?
How long has it been? So when I first met him through, like, mutuals, I was literally like, ew, no, get away from me. I was like, was not interested in him at all. And he kept trying it on with me loads. And we'd, like, carry on talking a little bit afterwards. It was really funny because I found like loads of old videos of me being like, oh no, I actually need to just like cut things off because he's too nice. Like I'm leading him on, it's not fair.
Wait, videos of yourself?
Like, yeah,
what, you're telling, you're giving yourself
like,
voice notes?
No, it was like, I'd sent them to Lewis.
Oh,
and they were saved in a chat. And I was like, lol, this is so funny. Ooh.
I thought it was like you were like saying it to
yourself.
No. I was like, savage, he's going
to see. Affirmations to myself. I sent them to him. I was like, lol, look at this. Because, oh like, God. Obviously now, like, we quite like him.
Well, persistence is key then.
I what? Know, but that's the Mate. Thing. So he came down to take me on a date before my birthday party. I fell asleep through
No,
it.
You didn't. What do you mean on
what
the date?
What did you take? You
no, not
take
I didn't go on the
what,
date
on
and
sex?
Fall asleep.
Having sex, you fell asleep.
No, Sophie, you're jumping to conclusions.
No.
Halfway like, through the date.
No.
But that's even weirder no, to fall like, asleep halfway so, through the date.
At the dinner table, sorry. Oh,
I right. Also, sidetrack. How the fuck do you fall asleep during sex?
No, that's ridiculous. It's gotta be. Well, it's gotta be
during
me. I've done it. No,
no. Are you just yeah, on, really? Sophie's on the end of the bed like this.
Oh yeah, it's you doggy style, obviously.
Yeah. Hands down, little nap.
And I'm like, look, I wake up. I wake up and I'm like,
oh, the best we've ever had.
I'm like, shit.
How do you just like sleep through that?
Well, I'm half asleep. Clearly, Jamie's not again. I'm joking. No, it's
oh,
like
poor when Jamie he, slander.
No, he's
phenomenal.
He's a phenomenal.
He's the nat. Best I've ever had. It's electric. The connection is magnetic.
Oh, it's God. Magnetic. No, oh, but it happened. So 27. I'm knocking it on. I'm a tired old girl.
Get over it.
How old is Jamie now?
45. No, 33.
I just stop. No, the fact that you believe like, that is Botox shocking.
Is incredible.
I was literally like, oh my God.
Wait, so he's 35?
No.
No, he's 32.
33, isn't he?
I don't know. It's your boyfriend, your fiance.
He's 33.
Okay.
Pretty sure, yeah.
That's yeah, nice. You're right, because he was a year older than what's his name?
Who? Harry. Mm. Oh, the old ex. Oh. He who shall not be named.
Blasphemy.
We were in a long...
That was a long old stint. That was almost 4 years. It would have been 4 years in, like, November time.
That's wild, because I honestly thought you were together for 7 years. Like, when I think about it, you also didn't leave the house. Like, when we think of the you now to the you then, it's...
I so did leave the house, but 3 years of that was, like, lockdown and COVID.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
But also you left the house with his group of friends that we never hung out.
And also our boyfriends did not get on.
What happened there?
Just fell out of love.
Oh, happens.
Happens, got, well, yeah.
Got
yeah,
the
yeah,
ick. After a while, you just grow
got
out of people.
Ick. Fucking
Flossie,
hell, that scares
really,
me.
That's the... I mean,
like, someone getting an ick with me, that like, when I'm literally about to, like, wipe them off, do you know what I mean?
The ick. Also, we're gonna like, get when you get the ick, you can't...
There's no going back. Yeah.
Nail in the coffin.
What's the saying? Hit the nail on the head with the hammer the other day.
With the hammer.
What is it?
Hit the nail on the head.
With the hammer.
Yeah, with the hammer.
No, I don't know. The with the hammer, you've added the with the hammer.
But it's fantastic.
Yeah, God, look, we're inventing so many new things today. But so, like, with the boy that I'm seeing right now, I have not got the ick with him, but he's like one of the most like disgusting human beings I've ever met in my life.
What do you mean? Like, what? Like, poos in front of you?
Yeah, well, like, fart in front of me, like, all this
some
stuff,
boys
like,
are
like he's
that.
So like some of his food combinations,
like what? Oh my God, he looks like Jamie.
Love salad cream, right? Just really upsets
oh,
me.
Oh, so stinky!
But
like,
it's
oniony.
Because he's so confident, and it's you
he
can't
just
get the ink with someone
can
if
you
they're
show
just
me him?
They just own it. Yeah, can we see a Vicky? Go on.
Come on, but I know who he is.
Get the goods.
No. Does he live in London?
No, he does not.
Oh, how
so
does that?
Annoying.
Oh no,
he's
how
over
does that
200 fucking miles away.
Wait, where does he live?
Where does he live? Manchester.
Yeah, he lives in Manning.
Well, sorry, how the fuck did I just
I don't
get
know.
That?
Either she's done some really good stalking.
No, I literally just.
Oh my God, sweet God, he's huge.
Let's
so
have a
tall.
Look at the big old beast.
So tall. Sorry, you're quite tall. He makes you look
I'm
like
not
the
tall.
Smallest.
I'm 5'3". Yeah.
Okay, you're like similar to
you. You're tiny, wee.
But he's 5'6". He's 5'4". So he's
that is huge. He's literally like double
four.
Your height.
Oh my God, he's
you guys
he
look
will
so cute.
He's
fucking kill me for talking about this, but it's funny.
Oh, he's anonymous.
Are
we don't know where
you met then.
Yeah, I met him through mutual friends. I met him through, you know, my friend Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I met him through. Oh my God, I'm literally like, anyone who's listening to this,
everyone's gonna know.
I'm giving away all the tools for everyone to go and find him. But anyway, I met him through Lewis's boyfriend. But he, like, this is really funny. See, like, he used to like follow me and stuff online. And like, we've got like a lot of similar interests, like a lot of similar music tastes and like clothing stuff as well. And like, I was like his like TikTok crush online.
Stop it. Sweetness, you're his dream girl.
Well, I'm putting, but he, like, he'll be listening to this, being like, fucking putting words in my mouth. But like, he was here. Yeah, like, you follow. He had to unfollow me on everything the night he met me.
Oh, stop. Because he didn't want you to realise. That's so funny.
I thought that would be like, oh, God, no, that's weird. But
I think it's really sweet.
It would make you feel more secure.
He's like commented on my old
shots. Love him. That is
no,
so
I'm
sweet.
Jealous of you because that's, well, I mean, I do have a
like, you're his dream girl. That's like what you are.
You couldn't feel more secure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to feel like, oh.
But I like horrible boys usually. I like boys who make me cry.
Why do we do that? Why do we all like a dick?
Boys who make me cry. So that's why I know I must like him because, like, he doesn't make me cry.
I just am so intrigued.
I'm seeing him on Monday.
So does he not come up most weekends?
He's away at the moment. He's on holiday with his friends. But no, like, last time I saw him last weekend, but we hadn't seen each other for 2 weeks before that, so it was a bit shit. It's a bit shit sometimes.
2 weeks is actually really long, especially when you're in a new relationship. It feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, that's the thing. But it is also quite nice because it's like...
You miss each other.
Yeah, you get to miss each other. And also too, I think, like, if he was around all the time, I would just be that girl, like, never leaves him alone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's very easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah.
You're in that situation.
I am. I just literally sit with Toby and, like, watch him edit his videos and just hug him. And I'm like, what am I doing? I need to get out of the house.
You know when it's literally just like they will be doing anything and it's like just
sort of like, I close my eyes and just sit there for like an hour and I'm like, what am I doing?
He always calls me like a house pet because I just like follow him around the house. Like, he'll go and put a load of washing on and I'll just get up with him and just stand next to him and be like, I'm just happy to be stood there.
Oh, just God. Happy to be in your presence.
It's just like Jamie, just happy to be. And it's so nice. It's literally so nice.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
It's nice
funny.
To be followed as well. Right. Yeah. it's like a little dog. Yeah. They just follow you
I always
around.
Say, you know, those bears on, no, those like monkeys on those
Furbies.
Backpacks that like hug, you know, those backpacks
oh
that everyone
God.
Had back in
yeah,
the day?
Yeah, back at school.
And they're little, yeah.
For like, you might have been too young,
you might miss
like
this.
Like the crinkly
era.
Backpack with the little like gorillas.
The little
on
gorilla
them.
Like oh keychain. I always say I'm one of those gorillas like just attached to Toby's arm, like nonstop. Terrible business.
A Kipling. Did you used to have those the key rings and it was like a little bear and you'd feed it with a bottle when it cried?
No.
It would stop it crying.
No.
And they smelt like fruit.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then
about.
When it wouldn't stop crying, you'd just smack it on the table.
I do kind
of remember
that.
Parenting 101.
Why would they smell like fruit? That was the most bizarre concept.
I
don't,
so dirty.
Oh, wait, but they like really, they were like...
Or smensals.
They were like, you know, the little mouse, Lithuanian.
Bella, what are the mouse?
A Lithuanian mouse.
You know, you've got the
Salvanian.
Yes. And my dog used to eat them. She used to eat them all.
Oh my God.
The bears were like the Salvanian.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That
right?
Sort of like feeling.
I don't remember they smell. I didn't look at that.
Oh God, hilarious. We're actually get back on topic. I feel like we could just chat all sorts of stuff.
We didn't go out for St. Paddy's Day, did you?
No, God no.
I went out. I didn't go out for St. Paddy's Day specifically, but I was in a green restaurant.
Like, nice.
Was it all green?
Yeah, like the floor's like green onyx and like all
God,
that.
You're making... Are you going out tonight?
No, I don't go out as much anymore.
God, you're very well behaved.
It's because you're in love.
I was...
She's reined it in. She's like, shut up.
Maybe I've got boring.
No.
I'm ready. I'm kind of ready for my boring era. I'm like a gym girl now. I like waking up and not wanting to die. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like waking up,
but
going to the gym.
The sun is quite frustrating and... taking us
yeah but like have a lovely like afternoon of drinking lovely meal home by midnight stunning
oh but yeah. I just have no self so I basically I've realized I have no self-control like
Good
when I'm out I'm out and so I'm like right I just need to not because I go out and be like right I'm gonna go home at like 11
never happens
like, at 5 a.m I'm like staggering through my door So I'm like, right, I just don't go out as much.
Yeah, it's not worth the anxiety.
And then
it?
Also I feel like the less you go out and like the more it's like you get into a good routine, like go to the gym, feel healthy. It's like, oh my God, this is just so much better.
I also find one big night out will whack me off the whole week or 2 weeks. Like it just knocks me off kilter.
No, yesterday, poor Georgia probably knows, because I was like MIA the whole day because I was asleep. I was just wiped out. Like
from when?
The whole day. I'd been out the night before.
It's death, isn't it?
And I was like, God, I'm not the girl I used to be.
I also, so I'm so, now, I like on. Literally go MIA. No one gets a reply from me. I'm like, nah, yep. The phone is away. Yeah. Maybe you do.
Yeah, maybe I get a FaceTime.
I get loads of like love. I say love you to everyone when I'm hungry.
Oh my God,
like,
you told me you loved me four or five times.
So anxious, I want so much love back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I love you. And you didn't give me four.
I said love you so much, LYSM. And I was like, oh, she's got anxiety. She's hungover. I literally said that to Jamie. I was like, look how many times she's told me that she loves me.
I was like, I can't see you today, but I'm really tired. Love you though. I love
you. No, but like, and then she's like, love you so much. I'll call you when I wake up from my nap. Love you so much. I was like, okay, I know you love me.
That's so funny. That's a nice trait to have.
Right?
Yeah. Nice girl.
Spreading the love. I wish people told me they love me when they're hungover.
There you go. So I'll tell you now. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Thanks, babe.
What do we think about Rihanna?
Having a baby.
Yeah, and just about motherhood. Oh, yeah. Like, she's a boss bitch.
She's like made this like quite bold statement about she's going to be the psycho mom.
Well, what do we think that we'd be psycho moms?
I kind of do. No.
Be a cool mom.
You'd be protected. Like, so protected. She's basically saying if anyone says anything about her child, she would.
I think I'll take
it.
The piss out of my child.
I also think your child will, like, you'll love them, but they will drive you mad. So equally, you'll be like, oh God, yeah, that's so annoying today.
I think I'll not rip into my child, but you know, when like parents, like quite a few of Jamie's parents are. Friends or parents, and they sort of take the mickey out their child, like, oh,
yeah.
Like, have a friendship with them.
My child is the prettiest
child.
The whole of Britain. No. Like, I'm just like,
oh,
shut
that
up.
Reminds me of Big Little Lies, you know, and they're so like mum overprotective about their kids, like, and the mum's in the school like every day of the week, like seeing another teacher about something, and it's like, oh God.
Could never be made. How, like, what was your like upbringing like what your relationship with your parents when you were little?
Do you know what? It's so weird because I can, but it's almost like I can't remember a lot of my childhood. Mm. Are you like that or no? I can remember it, but I can't remember it. Like,
where did you grow up?
Warwickshire.
Do your family still live there?
No. So my like auntie and like cousins do, but my mum's moved to Portugal and my dad was kind of in London the whole time and he now lives in Spain pretty much the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
So now I don't really have anyone there.
I've
not been back for ages.
That's probably why you don't remember it.
What?
As much. Like your childhood.
Because she's left.
What? Because they've left home.
I'm not being
funny. It's traumatic.
Funny. Yeah. Because I think I've literally lived in the same house since I was two. All my memories are like in that, like everything. I saw all those walls like every single day.
And when you go back home, you're still... It.
So your parents are still together.
Yeah.
So are yours. I think it's because, not to be my poor parents, to make them think they've damaged me.
It was maybe a bit traumatic,
but
so
I think if you do come, you don't... Yeah. It is all a bit higgledy-piggledy and you don't really remember it as much. Like, my parents have been in London there, whatever.
Yeah.
And now I never go back to Warwickshire. I am being blinded by that sound, but... yeah.
Did you do boarding school?
No.
Oh, I'd take you for a boarding school guy.
Oh my goodness, no.
I can imagine you
Emily went to Chipping.
Yeah, she. I think she did go to Chipping Camden. Where did you grow up? London?
No, Somerset.
Oh, nice.
Somerset.
I always think Somerset is so vague. Like, where is that?
Fuck.
You know where Glastonbury is?
It's Bath, isn't it?
Yeah, Bath's quite close.
Bath, Somerset?
Yeah. Bath is beautiful.
I did not know that.
It is.
Okay. Right, guys, we did Instagram polls and we put a poll out there saying cheating or not cheating based on the TikTok challenge. I feel like you probably know that, Flossie.
Yeah. So it's like someone will like say a scenario and it's like, is this cheating or not cheating?
Yeah, like right, what should everyone consider
just discuss in the comments, yeah.
So we got liking other girls' pictures was 15% cheating and 85% not cheating. Well, obviously it's not
cheating. However, it would bum me out if someone was repeatedly liking like inappropriate pictures of someone that they were like shagging, like, or like seeing, like, right before
or
you.
Or like a girl in underwear. That's
things like that. It's like, just to have a bit of respect. Like, there's no need to like the picture. It just makes the girl think, oh, he's like my picture. Haha.
That's the thing. If they're attainable, if they've got, say, like, I don't know, like 2,000 followers or something, it's like, literally fuck off. Like, why would you do that? It's just dumb. Like, it's just a dumb
if they're,
easy
if they're
thing
a celebrity,
do,
I so agree. It's acceptable. Fine. But like, if they're someone that you could literally like.
Because I like loads of boy celebrity
I crazy. Also same. Think it's very dependent on what sort of like, what sort of Instagram user they are. Like, you know, you see some people in there, like,
Toby's a liker because he likes loads of boy girls, whereas Jamie's actually not. So when he likes girls, I'm a bit like, bitch, please. Where does that come from? No. Yeah, it's very true.
But it's also like, you can't actually see what people are liking and what they're not anymore. Do you remember there used to be the page on Instagram?
Apparently they're going to bring it back.
Oh, I knew
my God,
that
the breakups that are going to happen. I used to love that page.
Same. Yeah. Like this person, this person's like that
apparently
first photo.
They got rid of it because it was some sort of, it was like a date, it was some like data privacy thing. They were
it's because you're seeing what
like,
other people are doing. Yeah.
To be fair, that's kind of true.
But also, it's like, that's what you sign up to with Instagram, though.
I know. It's
everyone like, can see your like anyway.
Let the psycho girls run free. Yeah. Let them run wild.
Sliding into other girls' DMs got 81% cheating, 19% not cheating. I agree.
100% cheating. Even a flame emoji.
But they can get away with it.
No. They so can, but it is cheating.
Because they can be like, she's my mate.
It can
they
be.
They can wiggle their way
it's
out.
It's a dumpable offence, but not necessarily.
I just
like,
think it's like, you decide. If you know, like,
no,
you
but it is
know,
a dumpable offence.
Yeah. Like, you know, if they're. Doing
crossing
it for
a
the
line.
Wrong reasons.
Yeah, because there are times when like they could send a flame emoji, like Jamie would send you a flame emoji.
Yeah, he
and
would.
I wouldn't be like, he's cheating.
Yeah, yeah, it so depends on the scenario. If it's like a random girl, as you say, and even a celebrity, if someone was doing that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
It really does. It also just depends on how much you love them, because like, you're just how much you're willing to forgive.
Forgive, I know. It's so true.
I don't, like, to me, that's such like, icky behaviour.
It is icky behaviour.
Even if a boy, no matter how much I fancied them, if they like fucking put a flame to my story, I think I'd have to like throw my phone into the Thames, because like I just can't. It's like, obviously if I'm seeing them, they can do that. But if that's how they message me.
Oh no, I so agree.
Or the eyes. You know those big...
Yeah.
Or the 100, it's the 100 emoji.
Oh my God. That's, it's like, you know he's the type behavior. Of person to do that.
Oh,
the 100 emoji, like he just is, isn't he?
He's more like eyes. Okay, then we got dinner and drinks with another girl.
I mean, obviously.
Sorry,
29% have said not cheating.
Well, no, wait, they surely mean friend.
Yeah,
they
mean friend. That's not, that. Yeah.
Depends on the situation. If it's genuinely friends or hanging out, then it's not.
Which is so true. If it's friends,
obviously it's fine.
Yeah, that needs to be clear.
However, you'd probably be like a bit weird if Jamie like messaged me like, "Presh, do you want to go for dinner tonight?" And I just went with him without you. Like, you'd be like, "What are you doing?"
I would be like, "That's brilliant."
Yeah, like, I know you love her, but what are you doing?
Okay, someone kisses them, but they don't kiss back. 50.
This is a close tie.
This is really interesting.
Obviously,
it's the same as like, you know, knowing that your man is like going for dinner with a girl. It's just like, it shouldn't matter.
Is it the motive behind
it? If they're like
it,
keeping exactly. it secret, then it's suspicious.
Then that's really sketchy.
I so agree.
I so agree.
So no, I don't think it's cheating, but it totally depends on the circumstance. Okay, right. These are other situations about cheating, not cheating. That you wouldn't be happy at. Okay, staring at another girl's boobs / bum.
Oh, I'd be livid.
I would be.
I think it's because I'm lacking. Like, I'm lacking
that.
You're
definitely not.
So I'm just like, fucking
I would
go shag at that.
I'm so like that. I'm just go fucking get with her. But do you not get turned on by a real
yeah,
boy
but then
on the TV?
I love how like we will be
yeah,
sat there being
like, it's totally okay for us to start and they make him mad.
Also, like, they're not exactly sat there with a boner, but I'm still like, I know what's going through your
mind.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I can see it happening. Oh God. What about watching porn?
No.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care.
It depends on
the thing.
It depends on if they're not having sex with me and they're going into the other room watching porn, having a wank.
Yeah,
then I'm like,
weird.
You might as well not be with me and then just have porn. Like, what's the point?
I don't want to know about it. I don't want to go on his phone
split.
And see like his top search is like.
This is a good
if
one.
If I found out he's watched it, I would literally be like, give a flying. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, quite healthy if a boy's got a good sex drive. When you're not there, they're like, oh, porn.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Especially for you when he lives in Manchester.
Yeah, exactly. That's healthy. So they need like, that.
Well, I can't do anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just, I've never asked. I don't really want to know. It's none of my business.
Ignorance is bliss. I so agree.
Yeah, but it's not even from a jealous perspective. It's just one say like, ugh, icky. It's like, yeah. Grow up, little 16-year-old icky, I love boy.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
Oh, what about
feverishly wanking?
What about feverishly wanking? Why would you say that? That's horrible.
Guys, just so such to me.
The images that are now in my brain are so messed up. Fuck's sake.
Why did you buy the buses as a 16-year-old boy?
That's not okay.
So it's just like, I just think like, Paul, it's like, oh, grow up. Do you know what I mean? It's just quite funny.
I know. I don't I just watch think it either. Funny. Do you not?
No.
No, but it's not a girl's thing. Like, no, it is mainly guys.
Honestly, it's so many girls watch porn. You'd be...
Yeah, I think it's totally fine, but I just think it's funny. But I think like, sex is fun. I think everything's funny.
It is. Do you know what I mean? This is interesting. Like, these are interesting ones. What about hanging out with your ex?
I don't...
Icky oh, as actually,
do you know
hell.
What? Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
That would be my worst on yeah. all of them.
To be fair, awesome. I hang out with one of my exes, but it was from literally when I was 17 years
oh,
old.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been almost 10 years. Well, that's really...
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it depends what ex.
So it just depends on the ex and the age, I think, and like how serious it was. So do you think it's cheating? It's just icky.
No, I don't. None of it's
icky. No, but if... Okay, so say if Toby was about to go and hang out with ex, just like take her out for a bit of lunch, I would be like, no dumpable offence. That's a dumpable offence.
Nah, it's not a dumpable offence if they're friends.
No, they're not friends. That's the point.
Well, obviously then it's sketchy. It's all circumstantial.
No, but I do just think, oh, it's just one person. Like, you've got loads
of people to hang out with.
Why do you need to be friends with them? It's the sort of thing... I think it's like, before... I like met my boy now, I would have been like, yeah, like literally don't care. But then when you do, you are really
invested
in someone.
You put your emotions into it, you're like, oh.
And also that girl might be like looking at you thinking, oh, like me still friends
I've still
with
got
me.
Him.
That's exactly.
And
that's
I'm just like, oh, shut up. Like, no, you don't.
It's
I do.
It's
me.
Exactly
I won. No,
yeah.
But yeah.
He's mine.
Yeah.
kissing someone else as part of a drinking game, absolutely
so cheating.
No, you just don't need to do it.
Absolutely.
But if you're
just
playing drinking
no.
games, we're done.
Yeah, if I could grow up.
Okay.
Also, the vagina name thing. Okay, because we ask people about what to call a vagina because me and Sophie really struggle with it. What do you call a vagina?
Vagina?
Yeah, I know, but it's vile,
no,
isn't it?
I just like, don't talk about it.
Stop. Is it just the unspoken thing?
I mean, it doesn't come up like day-to-day conversation.
For us, it really does. What's wrong with
I'm
that?
Really, did you know what? You've really got me thinking now. It's, I'm a bit
okay, wait, people have written it.
What do I call it, Vanessa? My vagina?
A minge.
Yeah, we just call it vagina. No, guys, Toby calls it fanny. I'm like, you're disgusting.
Oh,
I'm honestly like, that's... You're, I was like, you can't say that word to me.
Fanny
again.
Am. That's literally like, that's like a little girl terminology.
No, nanny's my worst.
No, nanny is dead.
Everyone I know calls it a nanny.
Yeah, I just don't like
but
it.
But I don't know why it makes you feel...
Oh, vagine. Someone's written in vagine.
That's gross.
I've like heard that. That one before, to be fair.
What vagine. Did you call it when you were little?
From bottom.
What did you call it? I always call it tuppence.
Oh my God, no, that's actually quite sweet. And my granny always says, going to spend a penny, as in going to the loo. So like, maybe it's an old-fashioned
it
thing.
It makes me feel
God,
sick.
I'm going to call it my tuppence. No, but it's not no, very no. sexy, is it? It's a bit like childy.
I don't ever, I would never mention the word my vagina's cheating.
No, imagine you saying, yeah, my tuppence.
But
fresh.
That conversation is just not in my dictionary with Jamie. Like, I don't ever have to come up with that conversation because we're not that
Sophie
kind of...
is mute. When anything sexual happens, it's mute.
I don't,
what,
I'm
you
not
don't
very
talk
sexual.
About...
No, I'm just, I'm
no,
a,
she
I'm a bit of a prude.
Oh, are you?
Oh, you're
yeah,
not.
I am. I'm massively a prude. Is it a prude or
yeah,
a prude?
Yeah, prude, you're right.
I'm a prude, yeah. I'm not like, oh, put me on all fours.
Oh, no, but
love.
Neither am I.
Melissa, I beg to differ.
Have you been in the bedroom with me then?
No, but I've heard. No, I've heard from you. Like, the way you talk.
Oh, no, I thought you were about to say one of the boys I sat with. I was like, shut.
No.
As if people are talking about that.
No, the fear in your face. No, I think I would say I'm quite prudish.
Yeah, I get quite coy and shy when it
I'm
when
very
that sort
shy.
Of thing happens.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's a dark horse. Look at her face. She's like, no.
She's like, no, I get the handcuffs out.
I don't know. Like, I'm just like, poor George is gonna have to look. My manager's over there. It's like, she's gonna have to look at me after this. No, but like, I'm not gonna, like, most of the time, like before, you know, I was like, not. But seeing someone,
yeah,
like,
why,
if I slept
so,
with someone,
if you don't really do.
I was drunk.
Fine. Fine. That's very different. It's
weird when you're drunk. Oh, but gosh, also, yeah. I'm just like, life is too short to be boring.
So true. I do actually think it's more of a, like, I don't know why I'm prudish.
Also, probably, like, you have been in a relationship for a very long time.
It almost becomes a bit cringe, like, I guess, after a while. Like, I can imagine I would cringe at myself if I started doing stuff because I know the person quite well now.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it is totally that. Like, yeah. If I came in, like, some sexy lingerie Jamie
It would be, like, laughing. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
What are you doing?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, we're just, like, it's you got past
the point. I so agree.
I should have really, like, interpreted, like...
I feel like I'm past that point even now.
Yeah, but if, I feel like
I would laugh at myself. I'd be like, also, what do you do? Just pop to the loop, put it on, and then be like, here I am. Like,
guys,
what?
With my ex, it was one Valentine's. You're like, I fucking turn up at their house in a Mac. My
Stop
friend,
this now.
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, with like lingerie underneath.
That's really quite sexy.
With my ex, I am.
Oh no, don't. Jamie's going to get really jealous of this.
No, he won't, because I can't.
Why don't you like lie across the private parts studio one day just in like suspenders?
With some like sushi on my nipples.
Yeah, with some like in some mustard yellow lingerie, like really on brand.
Mustard yellow.
Yeah.
So on brand. Oh my God. With that as like underneath my pillow.
No, with my ex, I like once put on lingerie and I was so drunk and I used to be, but I'm terrible every time I drink red wine. I'm such a bitch and cry and just horrible. And I put on the lingerie and it obviously clipped it all on wrong. Like the
your little sweet soul.
I know.
You were trying really hard.
And he had like made a comment that I didn't do it. And like, so I thought, oh, he was kind of like my first proper like
yeah, that is really quite nasty.
Do you know what I mean? So fucking mean. Anyway, so I came out and he was like, it's all, like, he must have laughed. And I literally, I cried, I screamed, I ran out the house. I left a note being like, we've broken up. And I went and hid on London Bridge because my dad lived like around it.
Oh my God, that was until recently he lived there.
What, in lingerie?
No, I put clothes on, but I was like, get out of my house.
I would have been really mortified.
I reckon that's what scarred me forevermore. Now I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, no, you're almost a bit shy to like take that plunge into like doing anything.
Yeah.
So
but I think, okay, look, you've got to go and do it. It's like, go, put on lingerie and then like in your next podcast episode, talk about the experience.
Put on a little bit of wedding lingerie on. Some white, lacy, stunning engagement lingerie.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you've got to do that.
I honestly would laugh. I would get hysterical
laughter. But that's really nice that like you've got that sort of relationship. But no, but it's like, it shows it's just like, it's more like, I'd rather like, myself like with my partner than like them expect me to be feminine woman in lingerie and heels all the time. Yeah. Like we've got Fair. They always say like, oh, if you don't laugh at least once during sex, like you're having sex with the wrong person.
Do they?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I laugh every time during sex.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Shut up, that's the best news ever. I used to think that's like weird.
Yeah, I'm like, don't kill the mood. Like we start laughing and I'm like, no, stop, like don't kill
Jamie's
the mood.
Like, I like, really what? I look at him
no,
and I start
like, sometimes we'll just say me and my boyfriend. Sometimes we'll have like a little chat and then go back to
stop. Little quick break.
So I do the same.
If like if we're like I can't remember like, something. I don't know. Like
what was my recent
chit-chat? A 5 minute Kit Kat.
I'm literally gonna have to have my mum and dad to not listen to this. But like he will
quick
be like
tea.
No, but it'll be like. Can we like do this or like?
And then
do
you have
this,
a quick discussion
do
about
this,
it.
And then it was like it just won't go smoothly or something. Or
I know what you mean.
I'll laugh about it or something.
And you talk and then, through it. It's not like you're like,
It's just not smooth sailing, is it?
Yeah,
it's like, just not. Sorry, oh that God. Sound effects was just lovely. That's
oh my God, horrible. Sorry. Okay, right. Moving
to
really
dilemmas.
Sexy.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, right, this is a dilemma, so you can help us. People have written this in specifically for you, I'm pretty sure, as well.
Oh, yeah, for you, Flossie, so buckle up.
Okay, I'm 26 and recently started dating the nicest guy. He's perfect, thoughtful, kind, funny, etc. However, he works in Tesco, has done for 10 years, and has no ambition to move up at Tesco in a manager role or get a new job. It's not necessarily the fact he doesn't earn much, but it worries me that actually his personality is not what I want, as I want someone with ambition and long-term goals for the future. Equally, the money is an issue, as I currently have bought my own place, and I know that he wouldn't even be able to pay half my bills if he was to move in the future. I have tried to broach the subject, but he shut it down. If this is the only issue with him, am I being too harsh and overthinking it? Or actually, is it okay for this to be the reason not to be with him? Please help.
Oh, I don't think it's okay not to be with him.
I think it's hard for her to plan her future with him if it's like bothering her this much.
Yeah, actually, and also if he doesn't want to move, it's not like he's grafting those.
Yeah, trying hard.
If he doesn't want to move up, then it's kind of like, well, what is our future?
Yeah, because have you ever been with a boy who's just like, yes, doesn't have any interest in it?
No, I never have.
It's hellish.
Wait, have you had this?
Well, yeah, and it sounds really bad, but like I realised like quite recently, because obviously like I've been working since I was 17. Like, I left college to do YouTube and everything. So I'm so used to, like, making my own money and stuff.
Being independent.
And I was obviously, you know, sort of people my age, they're students and stuff. And I was, like, dating students.
Right,
whatever.
So it was just so...
And obviously, like, I don't care how, you know, what someone's financial situation is. Like, I can hold my own. But it is, like... You know, I want to go on holiday, or I want to eat here, and I want to do this, and I want to do these things. And we can't do it together unless
you pay
for
them. And then it's
becomes imbalance. They don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't obviously particularly like that either. And it's just, it's not compatible. It's just that this isn't going
to... The logistics don't work.
Life is different. Like, it's so different.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, you're not going to meet in the middle. I guess also...
Yeah.
How old is she? She's 26. Is that how old she said she was? She's 26. I guess she's also old.
It becomes more of an issue as you get older as well, because you are thinking, right, I'm going to marry this person. What's going to happen if I, for example, I know this is like a weird thing, say I would be like, I actually want to be the one to not work for like a couple of years and take care of the children, and you work and be able to like pay the bills and do that. Like, I would love to look after the children for the first 2 years. Say that an example happened. That won't be able to happen in this scenario, because he won't be able to earn enough to pay the bills of the house that she owns and lives in, or something like that. And as you were saying, like the holiday thing, then I pay for you, then you probably end up resenting me for it.
And also,
because it's like,
it is,
I'm your boss almost. Yeah. Like, it's a difficult one.
And then it's always awkward, because it's like, I used to find it with boys, it's like they wouldn't say thank you. And then that would piss me off, they didn't say thank you. But they wouldn't say thank you because they didn't want to like
draw
attention
to the fact that it was happening. Yeah.
And I'm like, I've just done this really nice thing for you. Yeah, like, you know, I've taken you here or something. Because we'd go, but it's like never a discussion. But I think this girl needs to have like a really open, honest discussion. Maybe he just hates his job. Like, he doesn't look at it as like a long run thing. But then in that case, like, you know, up the ante, let's leave it, like take the plunge and stuff, which I know is like hard when you're older and you've got like bills to pay and stuff. But
I think you've got to have a conversation
with him. It is really important. It's like a big factor.
It is a big, it's a sensible, it's an adult
drive, factor. Yeah, and ambitious.
Yeah.
Ambition. Yeah, I think our advice is speak to him about it, because it's not going to go away. And the older you get, the more
it's adulting,
niggly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to become, and less and you're
so
just going to become less attracted to him. So find out now whether it's in his personality, or whether, like Flossie said, he doesn't like his job or whatever, and then go from there, make your decision on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to think about how much it bothers you.
And that's fine. Like, if he's happy, comfortable doing that, he can do it. But you don't have to be expected to be happy
okay
with
that.
Like, you have to put yourself first.
Yeah.
So agree.
Okay, so this dilemma too is ghosted by my close friends. I was wondering if you had any advice about rekindling old friendships and when to know to let go. Two of my best friends have kind of ghosted me, and so far I've taken the hint and not reached out again, but I don't know if I'm being silly. Girl one, Sarah, best friend since junior school. We used to talk every day, but as the years have gone on, especially at uni, I noticed she would mostly talk about herself. She would send 100 messages, paragraphs, telling me dramas in her life, venting, and then I'd basically be her therapist. If I then talked about myself, she wouldn't really reply much.
Oh.
Things started to fizzle out between us, and then when we met up at Christmas with all of our friends, it was a bit awkward between us. After that, we didn't message each other again. She reached out on my birthday a few months ago, but only replied a few of my messages and stopped replying mid-convo. I took the hint and didn't message again, thinking she may have forgotten to reply. This was back in 2019 and we haven't spoken since. Ooh, should I message her 3 years later on or just leave it? Oof. Okay, and my other best friend, Jessica, best friend since first year of uni. We met through our boyfriends and remained friends even after those relationships ended. However, she remained friends with my ex, Tom. Oh. Towards the end of university, her and my ex started hanging out quite a lot. And although she had a boyfriend at the time, so I didn't think much of it, in brackets, after uni ended, we would talk occasionally and always plan to meet up, but things would always fall through because of COVID and us living so far apart. I messaged her last year to catch up and she told me she was now dating my uni ex, Tom.
Oh.
Obviously, this was a bit of a shock, but I wasn't going to get in the way, so I told her it was totally fine and that I was happy for her.
Good.
I decided our friendship was too important to let go over a boy. We arranged to meet up, but she kept flaking and ghosted me mid-conversation when we were organising stuff. I feel awkward reaching out because I wouldn't want her to see my message and moan to my ex. I also do feel a bit hurt that she went behind my back and started dating my ex. She's kind of broken girl code. Should I reach out to either of them or just accept we've drifted and leave them both to it? I'm happy in my life at the moment, but I do feel a part of me is missing as I no longer have a close female friend.
Oh, that's
really sad. That's really shit from both of them.
Okay, but I am going to say about the girl that's obviously in a new relationship with this boy, I think it was very graceful and good for her to be like, you're happy, it was ages ago, I'm not with him anymore, like, you do you. I think that's great and they're obviously happy together. I always think you don't want to stop a relationship that can blossom into something that was really serious, right? And people are going to be like really happy. But if it's like, oh, you've just shagged my ex, it's kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, what was that for?
Yeah, but I also,
if there's emotion behind it, it's different.
I think it's quite odd of this girl, you know, like her friend has literally been like nice enough to sort of give the go ahead and sort of get over it. And then she's just ignored her.
But then she probably finds it too awkward.
I think she's so maybe awkward around, guilt.
But do you think this ex is saying maybe to her, she's stay away. Like, why are you going back there with her? Like, you haven't seen each other in ages anyway.
Don't even think it would be him. I don't think he would care. I think she's almost now in a weird jealous position of her friend that used to date him. Do you know what I mean? And is almost jealous of her old friend. Like, you stay away. Like, you're an ex. Because she's now an ex.
Yeah, but the difficult thing is you can't know until you have a conversation, but you can't have a conversation when they're ignoring you. So I just say basically, like, protect, prioritise your peace. You've done as much as you can. It's really shitty and, like, I'm really, really sorry. But, you know, if you, like, have other friends and stuff or, like, pour your time, attention so into agree. Them.
Embrace the other friends.
You know, maybe they will come back, maybe they won't. But, like,
You've done your bit now. You've
absolutely 100% done your bit. Like, you've gone... done more than your
people come in and out of your life for a reason and like that's all it's meant to be. They came into your life for that bit of time and then they left your life and that was all that friendship was meant to be.
And they could very much, you know, maybe she's going through something else, maybe she's like in a bit of a shit time with something.
You just don't know. You never know.
It could be anything, but you know, just as long as she knows you're there, like you're open to talking and like you miss her.
I think.
If you feel like it's really part of, like, you're missing something in your life and you genuinely, you miss her, then I don't think there's any harm in being like, miss you, like reaching out to your friend.
Yeah.
The first person who you've not spoken to,
the first one, I kind of think like, good riddance.
But if she misses her, it's all about how you feel. If you're just feeling like, oh, this is weird that we've not spoken, just move on. 3 years, But if you actually genuinely miss someone, I always think just say miss you. Yeah. I just do it. Mm-hmm. Like my old housemate started going out with my ex.
Yeah.
And we like kind of fell out over it. And then I was like, I was just like, oh God, I'm being stupid. And then I sort of said, miss you after ages. And then we made friends. And it was like the best thing I ever did rather than staying in an argument.
If you know. Yeah. There's like no point sort of like holding on to grudges.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, and life's too short.
Also, follow your gut. If your gut is saying like,
I miss this person and I can forgive what's happened. Yeah.
But if it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Third dilemma. Do you want to read that one, Floss?
Very
dilemma three.
Yeah, no pressure.
Wait, which one is it? Dilemma three.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Not very long at all.
Okay. How to keep convo over text interesting before you meet a guy. Please help. FaceTime them.
What?
Don't text them.
Shut no, up. Wait, shut up. What have you done?
I never text.
What have you ever met them?
I hate texting.
No.
No, but what if you ever met them? No, you would just FaceTime.
Yep. FaceTiming and voice noting.
Voice noting, yeah, but FaceTime, I'd throw up.
Yeah, same. If someone FaceTimed me, I'd literally hang up on the call. I would be like, don't you? Like, no.
What for my double chin? No fucking
thank I'd always rather. But I'd like, I feel like people would think I'm like really precious about that stuff. I don't like, will like look like shit in front of you and will not care like from the get-go.
No,
like,
I won't.
I just don't care.
The first 2 weeks I'm so like,
really?
That's so I used to be like that, but it's just very, but I think it's because that I there is a photo of me from like every angle, like because I film YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You can literally see what I really look like. So it's like, well, why do I care?
That is so true. And also they would have seen, like, even though the person probably would have seen me before anyway, like wake up in the morning, no makeup on anyway in real life, there's still like a self-conscious thing in like doing it on FaceTime for some reason before a certain point.
It's because you can see yourself.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It's because you can see yourself. Sometimes I catch glimpses of myself and I'm like, fucking hell, you look janky.
Yeah.
Janky? Yeah.
I look janky, honestly. I look so jank every time.
Oh, stop, that's too funny.
Is that the new word?
Jank.
Yeah, jank is just like, oh, gross.
I love it. I know. Oh, fuck, I look really jank today.
Jank.
So, Flossie, we do this segment whether I talk about whether I've been a bride or bridezilla. And this week, I have been a bridezilla.
Oh my God.
Hate is everywhere.
Oh no.
So this week I said to everyone, I were on, we're like on our Zoom meeting with our wedding planner. I'm like, I don't even want the wedding. It's Jamie.
To be fair, no, Soph's actually said, she's like, I just love him so much. I would actually really love to go to the registry office and get married. Like, I would actually do that.
I don't need the big wedding. No, I genuinely do. I just don't.
The same as you. I wouldn't mind either way, but I'd be perfectly happy just getting my own registry office.
I want it to be like a national holiday, my wedding.
That's what Jamie. He's like, it needs to be a 4-day event and the queen needs to be invited. Yeah. But I found my dress today.
Oh my God, do you have a picture of it?
You can't see it, Flossie.
Why can't I see it?
Because it's a secret.
I'm like, yeah, bring it over.
Wait, no, but it's only from the groom.
Yeah, no, and also I guess everyone else like wants to be like, oh, wow.
We'll
when you walk down the aisle, it needs to be like, imagine everyone's seen it before.
Anyway, that's made me more excited. So now I'm like, okay, now I want the big thing.
It's giving you inspiration.
Like such a bitch, because honestly, we were talking to the wedding planner. The wedding planner was like, Sophie, I'm going to make this the best day ever. Don't stress. I was like, I'm not bothered. I'd go to Vegas. Like, it's Jamie who wants the day.
Oh, was he upset?
Like, yeah,
Jamie.
He was like, thanks for that.
Oh,
he was like, great.
But no, but it could be... In like vice versa, if you were, you know, being proper, like, this needs to be perfect, blah, blah, he might just be like, oh my God, well, calm down. Like, he'll, you know, I'm sure he'll like look at it from the other's perspective and be like, oh my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I'm such a chilled out bride.
Yeah, I'm like a dream girl, I'm not like the other brides.
Yeah, just I'm so no bridezilla over there.
Yeah, imagine like you were like, he didn't want a big wedding and then you were like, oh, I want the biggest wedding, blah, 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 so demanding. That would be hell.
Yeah, exactly. But that's like me and him.
Are the flower girls going to like scatter candy kittens?
Oh my God, that's such a sweet idea.
Are
imagine.
You joking?
It's not sticky candy kittens.
All for the children.
Oh my God.
I'm just chewing them as they go down.
And it's like you're walking down the aisle to the private parts, like,
Wait, does private parts have a theme tune?
Yeah, it's got a little jingle.
Why have I never heard it?
And he's in like, oh yeah. And Mitt's doing the
I can imagine him marrying you, being the officiator.
Oh my God, that's
I would
so
actually
exciting.
Do something funny like that. I like it when people like pick like the funniest character to officiate.
We were going to have like his friend Toby Wilkinson marry us, and I was like,
you would find it hard to keep
it
serious.
Just, like, find it. I don't.
Yeah, you'd
also,
love.
Do I? Is it American to read out vowels? Like, I don't have to do that. Right?
I think you don't have to, but you can read like generic ones, right? Nah, like, there's ones that are already.
Well,
written.
You have to repeat after them.
Yeah, that is technically a vowel. You're right. That is technically a vowel. Like, I vow to like always do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And then between, what is it? Between sickness and health.
There's the...
Sickness and in health, all
that
shit.
The generic ones, and then you can write your own. I don't think I'm not
writing, too cringe. I can barely talk in front of 10 people. Imagine, like, saying a love letter in front of, like, 150.
No.
I'd rather just have one privately. Like, they can write me a letter if they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, love.
Have a little moment yourselves on the honeymoon. Don't need to say it in one of it.
In the lingerie, in the mustard lingerie.
Oh, yeah, we've got to have a garter belt on. Some lingerie for the honeymoon.
Because, you know, you need the something old, something
blue.
New. Something.
Yeah, I've got it. My granny's blue ring. She's got a blue ring. So it's old, borrowed, and blue. And then I'm going to just wear a garter, and my dress is new.
So today's not-so-single diaries is...
Right, Melissa.
I had my first enormous argument with Toby last night. Crying.
I had a huge argument with my boy.
Drunk. It was
last
me.
Night. Oh,
yeah. Tell me.
And mine's just because I'm dramatic and I missed him.
I was dramatic and I was
what
drunk.
What do you mean you missed so him? How did that start an argument?
I just fight. Like, I love fighting when I miss someone.
This is what I had. So I just wanted an argument. I was like, I need... How many days? I've been like, I'm desperate to argue with Toby. Like, what can I argue with him about? And it happened.
What did
I
you
just
argue?
Went.
What was it about?
So I don't know if this is going to make you feel a bit weird that I'm saying this. So he called me up the day before podcast. I came to Toby straight after. He goes, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I've slept with Flossie in the past. And I was like, okay.
I'm dying out of nowhere.
As in the panic in his voice.
The panic in Flossie's face. She was like, is it going to be sad? Is it going to be brought up? Oh, God.
And he was like, she's probably the type of girl to just say it. And then if you don't know...
Oh my God. I'm on a tube and Melissa calls me and she goes, Toby slept with Flossie. And I'm like, what, yesterday?
He rings me and I was like, this is weird.
We literally just only ever been friends. Like, we've never even been on a date or anything.
But he goes on the phone, he goes, he panics, and he goes, I slept with Flossie. But he didn't finish the sentence. So he made it sound like it was like recently, and I was like, right, well, she's coming on the podcast. This is like a bit awkward. He's like, no, it's like ages to get a house party. I was like, okay, right. Thanks. But then he's spoken about you so much because you're friends and like showing me your video and like all this.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
The fact that you didn't just say like, oh, quite lol, slept with her once. I was like, it's kind of a lie. Right?
Wait, what's a lie? That we slept together?
No, that he hasn't said it before. Like, he's very open about who he slept with. And like, I know a lot of people. And I was like, why wouldn't you have just said it? I was like, a bit annoying. I was like, right. And Sophie was like, can I really go ham on him for this? And you were like, yeah. And also, you were like,
this is Toby Slanderer.
I was like, Toby Watkins, go in on that boy. No, I said, what's annoying is that you've been like, oh my God, Flossie, da, 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 she's coming on the podcast. She seems great. And that he always is like, I am going to video
but
Flossie.
Also too,
and like,
no,
just
but like,
say
he, no, but he, sa- no, but he said so many times, he's like, oh, there's a girl at Flossie's quite awkward. I have to film her and I slept with her once. Like one of your friends. Why wouldn't you also just say, I also slept with Flossie?
It was one of those.
God, he's been a slut,
It was like one of those things where it was just like, why the fuck did we do? Like, what the fuck? That was weird. It was like, it was not like, oh my God, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to justify yourself. It's just to him. I'm like, why would you just not say it? It's bizarre. And now it seems like a lie.
But yeah, even like, I think both of us, like, we're like, oh my God, like, we did that once.
God, so sorry. I'm really like blasting your personal sex. Like, oh,
no, but it's just like, well, that was weird. So that's why, like, do you know what I mean?
So anyway,
that's why he wouldn't have brought it up.
That gave me almost like an excuse because
she just needed ammunition. She wanted a fight.
How many times?
You're so welcome.
I'm terrible. Yeah, and also, I got an anonymous. Guys, this is actually really quite bummer and shit. And like, I used to get this all the time with my ex, and you've probably
Harry
had
Gay
it.
Baron.
I don't know if you did. You have it when
Harry
you first.
Gay Baron.
Should we have a beep every time we say anything?
Yeah. I had a message from an account with no followers, no posts, and they don't follow.
Yeah.
And it was like a girl in the picture, and it was like, oh,
somehow
Toby's not been loyal to you, hun, or something
oh,
like that.
For fuck's sake.
And I was just like, oh, like I know it's not true, but I also was kind of like. just annoyed with it. Yeah. So then I got drunk and really I was like, right, I've got this. No, he knew about that at the time. And I was like, kind of like just a bit like off with him. But I just got over it after half an hour. And then I was like, all right, I've got this. And I've got the fact that he's like basically lied about this, like about sleeping with you. And you're like, yeah. So I, oh, no. But I trust, I'm like, plus you're too. Just like,
yeah. I get, you're like, yeah,
Toby, you try and explain this one,
sweetheart. Yeah, bitch. I honestly just raged. I was like, you're too young for me. I like have this weird thing about that he's 7 months younger than me. Bit of an insecurity.
I think about say 7 years. I say, wait, how old is the boy?
How old are you? My Botox is very good if it's working. No, I have this like insecurity about the fact that he's 7 months younger. I don't know why. I think maybe it's because my ex was seven years older than me. My ex was a lot older.
That is so old.
I know. No, sorry. Jamie's 7 years older than you, hun.
Yeah, but I'm 27, so it feels different.
Yeah, it feels like you're older. Anyway. Yeah, that's true. So yeah, I've got this thing and I was like, you're too young for me. I start crying. I then go to leave his flat. I'm like, I'm leaving. That's it. He has to chase me out.
I love like the drama of it.
It was so dramatic.
I love it though. Don't you feel so good? Because also they're really nice to you afterwards.
I had to apologise profusely in the morning because like I was just a psycho bitch. It needed to happen though.
It's quite funny.
A nice blowout.
I just always think like boys, like they don't want a boring girl either.
Every boy loves a crazy girl.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, secretly they love a bit of a psycho.
I don't want like a wet blanket.
No.
If I really like you, I'm like so chill if I don't like you. If I really like you, oh my God, I pray for the boy.
I'm the same.
I pray for him.
Yeah.
Because it's the paranoid. I'm just jealous, like automatically.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything, but I'm just jealous of his existence. I'm like, they're going to be looking at you. Mm-hmm.
God, I'm not like that.
Oh God, no, I really am. Well,
I'm crazy, but I'm not about jealousy.
I'm also like, I need all your time and attention.
Yes, I'm the same.
It's not jealousy. Like
I'm just like such a demanding bitch.
You just have to like, anytime I'm hungover, you FaceTime me for the whole day, like that sort of thing.
Stroke my hair.
Brush my hair. He kicked up a fuss about brushing my hair the other day and I was just like, you don't.
God, shut no, up, does having he brush a boy brushing hair?
Yeah, I literally said to him, would you just brush my hair for me? Like, it just feels nice.
It does just feel like...
Can you imagine if I asked Jamie?
Jamie would never do that. Toby would do that.
Jamie would do that.
No, he wouldn't.
He would be like...
No, he wouldn't.
He would laugh in my face.
He'd probably try for a bit and then be like, right, I'm done.
He'd try for a second, but he's ADHD, so like, you get 1 second of that boy's attention and then he's on to the next.
Toby would actually star my whole hand blow dry for me if I was
And it's the thing of like, you sort of know you're a little bit out of control of your emotions, so you can control like them being like... pissed off with you. It's like you kind of like want to push them away.
Yeah.
It's like you destroy it before they can, so that you feel a little bit more in control. Because you feel so out of control that you're like falling in love with them.
I felt so in control last night. I was like,
have
oh
you like
my
dropped L bomb with him?
Oh yeah. We're way past that point.
Have you? Yeah.
Oh has wait, how many you, weeks yeah? has it been? How many weeks again? How long has it been? A couple months.
I'm literally like. Yeah, but
you're
like,
so smitten. I can, you like, really smell are. Smell love from you.
Yeah, it's
like you've got like hearts floating around your head.
Stop. He'll be like feeding off it. Awful.
He's going to listen to this and be like, I grow a foot taller.
I am the most like, I'm so like, as I said, like I slept through our first day. I literally texted him, I was like, don't feel very well. Don't want to go. Sorry.
So can you tell us down?
I don't understand the sleeping.
Oh, yeah. So he came down from Manchester to take me on a date. I just didn't want to go. Like, I did not want to go.
That's a long way as well.
Well, like, I was like really hungover. I didn't like him at all. Like, did not think anything of him. And stuff. And I was just like, oh yeah, he's nice and whatever. And then it comes to it, I'm still a bit hungover. So I text him and I'm just like, I'm not well. Like, I'm really sorry, I can't go. And then like, he's obviously pissed off with me. And I was just like, yeah, I'm really sorry. And then I fall asleep. And then I wake up and he's like got an Airbnb and he's like having a little like sort of party thing. And obviously I met him through mutuals, so my mutuals are there.
Oh, so then you're like, oh, God, so I was like,
okay, I feel really, he
bought me a Maison Francis perfume for my birthday as well.
Oh my God.
So then I like go along to this Airbnb and I like to see my friends as well, kind of. And also like apologize to him, be like, oh, I'm really sorry. And then we were talking and I was like, oh, actually, like, he's really fun. Like, we get on really well. And you know when you're just like with someone in person?
Yeah.
It changes so
much. Because we used
to
FaceTime all the time and stuff. But I just didn't, like, I literally with boys, like, I just never, ever felt like anything towards them.
Really?
It'd be like, they'd
like
be the most
guy?
Like beautiful boy. They'd be so nice. We'd get on so well. And I'd just be like, if you could literally get with a girl in front of me and I just wouldn't care. And I wouldn't know why. I was like, there's something wrong with me. But yeah, with
that's
him.
That's crazy.
And then 2 weeks into properly talking, I was literally like, I am like in love with you.
Sweetness. When you know, you know.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Poor boy, he should be terrified. He should run.
He doesn't know what he's in for.
He needs a quiz.
He's not on a holiday.
So you can like, just pay him an income, just a potential needs.
Yeah. I know.
All right, kids, should we rate the wine?
Yeah, so we've come to the end of the book. God, we've sat. I feel like we've literally.
No, it's
talking.
Been ages.
Also, guys.
I know, we've kept you for really a long time.
What I'm so hot and a bit like woozy from that wine. It's because I'm hungover. It just all gets a bit like.
I had a sandwich, so I'm feeling okay.
A sandwich?
Yeah.
Sorry, why? A sandwich?
Sandwich. I had a Joe and the Juice.
Oh, lovely. Which one did you go for? Tuna. Spicy tuna.
Tuna.
The best. Yeah. Yummy. Okay, I'm going to rate this a 6.5, 7. 7, 7, 7. It's good,
seven,
Rosie.
It was warm, like we didn't have any ice.
Yeah.
I would rate it a 8.
Lovely stuff.
Ice and lemonade.
She's
yes,
easy
lemonade
company.
And wine.
We like having Clossy on. Mm-hmm. So I come away from this by saying janks, right?
Jank.
I'm jank.
Jank. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Like, jank. Oh, I look jank.
Oh, yeah. Jank. Do you only say I feel jank?
No, it's like, oh, I look jank. Or like, say
is it a TikTok?
Is it junk or,
no, or
jank?
Jank. Okay. I think it might have
love
been
it.
My boy who told it to me. Because he was like, look at you saying jank. And I was like, I've always said jank.
And then you were like, have I come again?
No, it's just like, you know, say someone's eating something, you don't like it. You're like, oh, jank. Or it's like, oh, I look jank. It's like grim.
It's like greamer.
It's like greamer.
What's that?
But that it's came like, from my friend Chrissy, which means like gross. Like, oh, it's greamer.
I like that. I'm going to take that away.
We learned something very important today.
Right, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Love
thanks.
You.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.